Okay. So if you can and you can help out, that would be really super cool of you, because you've seen what's been going on in our city and Hamilton, Ontario, around Canada and the rest of the world. Everyone needs a helping hand. They did it, but they needed a hand before the pandemic, and they need a hand during the pandemic, and people are going to need a hand after the pandemic. So please, if you can donate, please do so, if you can step up. All right. In this next set of music, taking us to the Mary Simon interview, we got some new Maddie Simpson and a couple tracks from the great Johnny Cash. So sit back and enjoy. You're hanging out with Gunner on Steel City Music.
Your own personal Jesus, someone to hear your prayers, someone who cares. Your own personal Jesus, someone to hear your prayers, someone who's there. Feeling unknown and you're all alone, flesh and bone by the telephone. Lift up the receiver, I'll make you a believer. Take second best, put me to the test. Things on your chest, you need to confess. I will deliver, you know I'm a forgiver. Reach out and touch faith. Reach out and touch faith. Your own personal Jesus. Someone to hear your prayers, someone who cares. Your own personal Jesus. Someone to hear your prayers, someone to care. Feeling unknown and you're all alone, flesh and bone by the telephone. Lift up the receiver, I'll make you a believer. I will deliver, you know I'm a forgiver. Reach out and touch faith. Reach out and touch faith. Reach out and touch faith. Reach out and touch faith.
Well, you know, Johnny always wore black, and he wore black because he identified with the poor and the downtrodden.
Can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels sweet. He called my name and my heart stood still when he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
And I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, come and see. And I saw, and behold, a white horse.
There's a man going round taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around. The hairs on your arm will stand up at the terror in each sip and in each sup. Will you partake of that last offered cup or disappear into the potter's ground when the man comes around? Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers, 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Till Armageddon, no shalom, no shalom. Then the father hen will call his chickens home. The wise men will bow down before the throne, and at his feet they'll cast their golden crowns. When the man comes around, whoever is unjust, let him be unjust still. Whoever is righteous, let him be righteous still. Whoever is filthy, let him be filthy still. Listen to the words long written down when the man comes around. Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers, 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying.
Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. In measured a hundredweight and penny pound, when the man comes around.
And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts, and I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death. And hell followed with him.
Thank you.
am very excited about my next guest. I was trying to do the timelines on when the last time we chatted. And before the interview, it was like, did we not talk to each other? Yeah, we did. Maybe somewhere around the 2000s. It was just after some solo albums and just before Mississippi Bends. And it was on C101. Long time rechat, I think, because it was only a quick one live to air. With me right now is Mary Simon. Hi.
Hi.
I'm so happy you're here. And also, full disclosure, Mary and I had about 12 to 15 minutes of self-deprecating humor about our lives and our abodes and how we are presented via Zoom chat. And I reassured her, no, this will not go on YouTube. This will not go on Facebook.
Okay.
No one needs to see us looking
COVID
at our styling best.
Don't care. Yeah.
Right. You have COVID hair and I look like a baby beluga that does hip hop from early 90s. Thank you. Thank you so much. You know, there you it's great to finally have a chance to catch up with you. And you made the remark of COVID hair. I have been doing a series of interviews for a while now, whether it be by phone or by Zoom, because I haven't been in the radio stations for a long time because of COVID and the pandemic. That's affected me in my own personal life. But with you, it's recording, it's live performances, it's your creativity. All of it's been stifled for a while now. And finally, we're starting to get a breath of air or light at the end of this tunnel. Yeah. And I saw the announcement that you're going to be doing a patio show coming up July 25th. Is it at the Casbah?
Correct. Casbah Patio, July 25th, 3 till 5.
But you haven't done it. Yeah, I didn't see any activity. I mean, really from anyone aside from the basement shows or from the studio, the streaming, those kind of shows. Have you done any of those?
I did do a live stream through the Moonshine in March.
Right.
And we did all originals, and it was with Andrew played with me, but we did two sets, and the first set I revisited old tunes from my first two records.
Right.
Because it was the 20th anniversary of my first solo record in March.
Nice.
So I was like, it was COVID. I'm sitting at home. I started looking at all these tunes. I'm like, man, I wrote chordy songs. There's a lot of chords in these songs.
Oh, no.
And just having fun, like revisiting the old tunes that I did years ago with a completely different band. But of course, you know, Andrew learned a bunch of the tunes and we went in as a band, and the Moonshine's fantastic.
Right, right. I've heard nothing but really good things about Moonshine Cafe from everyone that has ever played or worked with them. You made the comment, man, there's a lot of chords in this. Were you like going through the, why did I write it this way? This is too complicated. Or were your hands and fingers not working with your brain as you were trying to relearn it?
No, I think some of them were co-writes with guys who liked chordy stuff.
Okay.
Where I hadn't been playing guitar that long, and I co-wrote with a guy named Tim Abraham, right. And he came up with great intricate guitar ideas. But then when I tried to learn them 20 years later, I never played the song, and I'm like, what? There was one song in particular that was like, where is this going? And he wrote it in an open tuning, and it was all, you know, but it was a great tune. So I'm like, I want to relearn this, you know?
Well, at least it challenged your brain though to learn something, right?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. And it's interesting to see your writing 20 years ago to your writing now and how you've evolved.
Well, this is rodeo. Well, this is my first rodeo. I'll ride into town like a one-man band. I'll hustle down, take your horse and steal the show again. I don't know why.
with the evolution of your writing, is it your new music, it doesn't have that many chords in it, or are you just like, or is the new way of writing just like cut to the chase, you know, boom, 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 go, get to where you want to be?
It's just, yeah, way more simpler chord progressions. I mean, not to say, like Andrew said to me, I don't know, 4 years ago, will you write a two chord song? Will you please write a two chord song? So I did. I never bothered to write a two chord song before. Now I'm like, I love two chord songs. Give me two chords. That's it.
Right. Okay. So let's just go back to the shutdown of like 18 months ago and everyone's lifestyle and everything. I said that, you know, some people have been doing the live stream and you did that from the Moonshine Cafe, but I was chatting just recently with a kid from Code of Facto, Alex, and when it hit, he had like the two job. He was like the server 40 hours a week and had his band. Both things shut down. And then he's like, I'm in a little apartment. I might as well just do what? I'm like the creative part. And he like had to like hunker down and write songs, that sort of thing. What was your approach to all of this? Like, were you writing songs? Were you reading? Were you doing like different art, that kind of thing to keep your mind going?
I definitely was doing, I was definitely writing. When COVID hit, I was working on cruise ships. So I came home and I was living in my parents' basement expecting to go on the next contract. And I mean, I was lucky because I flew out of Hong Kong on January 30th, and we were wearing masks, and the first case in Hong Kong was January 20th. So the ball was already rolling where I was. I came home, everyone was oblivious for a good 6 weeks, and then everything here shut down. And I had some local gigs on the calendar. And I was so looking forward, because I played on the ship solo, I was so looking forward to playing with people. And things shut down. And I came to my dad's, he has a concrete plant. And I came here to rehearse, so I didn't bother my parents in the basement. Well, a month in, my dad decided to renovate the office space in his concrete plant that had been abandoned for 20 years into an apartment for me, which was great because I've been in a space all of COVID where I can crank my guitars as loud as I want and enjoy making music. And I've been really on a kick since I started Ships to better my guitar playing. And so I just looked at COVID as a time to improve that. And I also had my core people to jam with, to just play music with. So the beginning of close into COVID, I started taking guitar lessons from Maddie Simpson. So I was over at Maddie and Justine's every week, and they were part of my COVID family. And I started playing Maddie my new songs. And so we ended up going into the studio at Boxcar, and we recorded 7 songs with Maddie, Justine, and Robin Pearson on drums. So if I didn't have that creative outlet, and you know, I hadn't been writing, I went on Ships, I didn't write for 2 years. I didn't care to write. I was so happy I didn't have anything to write about.
The little apple rolled out of the tree. The little seed fell to the ground. Thank you.
say? That was it? You just plugged
in? I just was more intrigued with becoming a better musician, and I was loving learning cover tunes. And I was playing, you know, 3 hours a day, 6 days a week, and I was seeing the world. I saw the Mediterranean. I saw Rome, Dubai, went through the Suez Canal, went to Singapore. Like, I was living the life. But when you're in a culture that doesn't support original music, you're not going to play it. So coming home was a time to just sink back in. And it was my last contract I was on, and there was another singer-songwriter who did original tunes and inspired me, and I started writing again on my last cruise, and then there you go.
Who knew I went on into you?
Well, one part of me is like so happy that you had the ability to go and see the world and have all those experiences and then possibly later write about it. And the other part of me after being locked up after 18 months is kind of like, kind of don't like you now, Mary. You know?
Right. I know, I'm jealous. I know.
Just, well, I don't know. The two of us are sitting here.
No, everybody wants to travel right now. Everybody wants to travel. Everyone is tired of being stuck at home. And the worst part is when you're not working,
yeah.
You know, and you're like left to your own devices. Like, I mean, we're blessed. We're in Canada. If I didn't have CERB, I wouldn't have survived. Well, I would have survived, but it would have been way harder. It would have been way harder on my mental health. I came home from ships with money in the bank and debt free for the first time in my life, you know, because I've always been living in the red, trying to make my music a go. So I came home in a good space, which really helped. And then my dad, you know, set me up for even better space. And I, throughout COVID, we had weekly jams and I needed that. I needed to play music with people.
Right.
It was a coping mechanism for sure as musicians, and everyone needed it. So we had our little bubble and played music.
I got drunk and he made a wild one. Better believe it.
There's some people who were lucky enough to get CERB, and there was others who just didn't qualify, but then eventually they did, which is great. Thank you, Canada. In that time of you doing the sitting down and writing, and you did some songs and you recorded them, did you give any thought to how you were going to market yourself come 2022? Because 2021, we're all still kind of like, yeah. You know, it's kind of going away, but it might come back. But what do I do
about my music as far as like what I write and record? How will I approach it this time around?
Well, I've never been strong with marketing. That's for sure.
What are you talking about?
I don't think I am, but
you got a link
tree.
It's
always harder to promote yourself. I can promote anyone else, no problem. But
right. Do you have a problem promoting yourself? Like, is it like,
absolutely. I mean, you get over it. You say, okay, this is part of the business, but it ebbs and flows, you know. But I've been thinking a lot about how to market this record, and I'm not releasing it as a record. I'm going to release singles, and I've never done video. Like, I've done very little amounts of proper video, and I'm like, these songs, like in this day and age, you can't release a song without some kind of visual content. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be a little bit of a challenge for me to figure that one out because I've never done it and I got no funding. Right. I'm like, but
I don't know. I think a lot of funding will be get released again to kickstart the arts. I mean, they put some sure in it so. Over a while over this last year. Mm-hmm. I mean, you couldn't really get a lot of people to come out to shows. You weren't allowed, but I mean, I can see the next wave of funding going, okay, well, we're getting the economy moving. We got to get the arts moving again and putting funding in for videos, that type of thing. And honestly, there's enough people that you know in your circle where you don't even realize that actually do small budget videos, that sort of thing your needs. Because I have that conversation with everyone all the time. It's just like, yeah, we shot it on two iPhones and a small 4K phone. I'm like, how much did that cost? Oh, a couple $100. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
If that's the,
well, and that's what you can do now. Like, phones are such good quality. My phone is better quality camera wise than any camera I bought. In this day and age, it's all evolved, right?
Yeah.
So there is a lot you can do on your own for sure. For sure.
Yeah, I can see your circle of friends here in Hamilton that will have enough contacts. Where it's like, well, I use this person, you know, Adam F. Carter, Pixel Media from Hamilton. Adam puts out stuff all the time, and Adam's like very affordable. It always comes back to how much is this going to cost, really?
Oh, it always does, and it can really. Stifle your art if you think that way, and I have thought that way in the past, and I'm like, no, it'll work out. I'll find the right people. I'll learn in the process, you know, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we have this show coming up on July 25th at the Casbah. Mm-hmm. It's great that you're playing there, and it's a you have to book six people per table, and it's a pass the hat kind of thing because they're just starting up. Are there other places that are from your old stomping grounds? Are they opening up, or are they closed, or are you finding
because I was on ships, I kind of felt like all these local gigs will go to the artists who were playing those venues when I was away. Mm-hmm. It'll go to them first. But now I've started a little bit of booking. And what's exciting for me after being on ships and appealing to, you know, playing a lot of cover tunes, I'm home and I can go to the Casbah and play all originals.
Right.
And it'll be embraced. It's a venue that it, you know, supports original artists. And so it's exciting for me to be able to start booking those gigs. I just booked a gig. I've got a couple gigs with Mississippi Bends coming up. And Andrew and I have been playing as a duo as well as a full band. So we got a couple duo gigs in August at the Supermarket in Toronto. And I'm living in Simcoe now. So we have another gig at the Frisky Beaver out here in Simcoe. So
what is
Simcoe? Yeah, I forgot to mention my dad's concrete plant is in Simcoe, so I'm in Timbuktu.
Yeah. I'm always fascinated when people are living in different parts of Canada, and I always hear where they live and I'm like, I know I've been there, I've driven through it, but I know nothing about it. What is
Simcoe? So close to Port Dover and Turkey Point.
So
you know, it's been fun because I've been getting to know Rachel Hart. He's local here, and so it's been fun to hang out with her. But for the most part, when COVID happened and I'm living in Simcoe and all my friends are in Hamilton, I just drove to Hamilton because you can't meet new people when it's COVID. So I met Rachel, but I knew her before.
Right.
It is what it is,
right.
You know, strange times.
So you do have a couple more shows aside from the Casbah coming up, and they're starting to line up for you.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. Slowly, but it's happening. This is Mary Simon. Thanks so much for listening to my music. Go check it out at marysimon.com and mississippibends.com.
But the subtle fears that you come. listening to CIOI, The Hawk 101.5 FM in Hamilton, Ontario.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
Okay, in this hour, I had a chat with Devin Bates, and I laugh at this guy every time I chat with him. We did a previous interview months and months and months ago about his tape release of Blorf. It's out there. His music is out there. It's a lot of fun to listen to. It's ear candy for me. It's a lot of snippets of different audio and beats, and I think he does a fantastic job. And I love his name, Devin Bateson. I love it so much. I kept calling him the wrong name during the interview. You're going to dig it. You're going to love it. Check out this interview. Love you, Devin. Here on Steel City Music. My next guest has the ability to choke down a sandwich and smile without choking. His name is Devin Bateson. The last time him and I chatted, it was for, see, now you're doing it to me already. Blorf.
It was Blorf.
Blorf. And then you did another set of remixes, or mixes, but a month later called Florb. No.
Yeah, Heart Frolb. Frolb.
Heart floor Frolb.
Frolb. F-R-O.
Sure. You can't spell it. You made it.
No,
eh?
I can't.
Awesome. Anyway, we're
spell Frolb and then read it backwards.
We're doing the interview via Zoom chat because we are in a pandemic and everything. So full disclosure, it is pre-recorded, so it might sound a little wonky and errors, that sort of thing. So there you go. And you have a track on the F tapes that's coming out now. Why don't you walk us back to the second cassette of mixes that you put out, because you and I had a long chat about the other one, because you were like, we talked about the sampling stuff that you found interesting that you heard in archives and three mixes in the interpretation. Was this stuff just left over from that?
Yeah.
That's all it was, eh?
It's just, yeah, stuff that, I don't know, I'd call it the cutting room floor, but it's just like, it was really like, I originally made the Blorp cassette. I actually bought the cassette like years ago because I already kind of knew I was going to do it, but it was, I think it was 20 minutes on each side. And then, so all of this stuff was basically stuff that didn't fit the time, or I just didn't, or like last minute, I was like, this one and this one and this one, I just don't think it flows in. Like, cause also when I set stuff up, I generally try to like, I imagine how I would want to hear it front to back, like an album. And side A, side B, like I really can't, like I put more time into that than is needed because I'm only ever making 30 sets. So people are only ever listening to it, you know, a handful of people are listening to it on cassette, front to back, A side, B side.
Right.
Everyone else is either buying it and randomly clicking through or whatever.
But it was, but I remember the first, when we had our first chat, there was some thought process of the narrative of how it was going to flow. You were like, and you just said it did make sense. And then now you have this bits and pieces. How does one make that make sense? Or do you just throw it all in and go, there it is?
No, I clicked. It's like, I don't, you know, it's not as like important the flow, but it's still like, okay, these are all the bits and pieces, but now I just have to put them in what order I think feels right. Like in just in how I hear, like sonically and just like even emotionally, like also like, you know, sometimes I just put like three tracks I like best in a row. And then everything else is just kind of like not as good as.
Mm-hmm.
So it's also like, even on the Bandcamp, it's like, okay, if you click the one song that, or just automatic plays, you might click the one above it and the one below it.
I must admit that the excitement of hearing a radio report was often far better than seeing it in person. For he was fatally ill and had not long to live. The great Babe was dying of throat cancer.